Philadelphia. The following programming is sponsored by School of Investing Corporation. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Good morning, I'm Larry Steinhaus, and welcome to Money Chat Now. Money Chat Now is a politically charged stock market pre-show giving you the politics behind the biggest moves in the stock market. It is presented with comedic common sense by an expert in financial literacy. And hey, that's me, Larry Steinhaus. Today is April 14th, and I want to welcome you to the show. We are here live on WWDB Radio, 860 AM in Philadelphia, and we are live on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Hey, you can also find me, of course, on Facebook, TikTok, and all the other social media sites by searching Larry Steinhaus. I'm even on Truth Social. Hey, just a reminder, if you're watching online, hit that like button, hit that share button, and don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel and like the Money Chat Now page on Facebook. You can comment during the show live on YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, and please say hi so I know you're watching. Hey, by the way, if you're commenting from a group and it's not the Money Chat Now fan page, your name may not show up on my dashboard, so please go there so I can recognize you. Money Chat Now is brought to you by Investor Schooling, and you can attend a complimentary class tonight by going to investorschooling.com. And there you will learn about real estate investing and stock option trading from those who do it every day. All right, so on today's show, we have, of course, the futures update. We have airplanes and masks. We have Biden's approval rating. We have Abbott sending migrants to Washington. That's just hysterical. We have California banning gas cars. All right, let's talk a little bit about what's going on in the futures. But real quick, I want to say hello to a couple of people online. Hey, wow, look at that. So many people online. Hey, James. Hey, Joe and Tom and Mark and Dan and my lovely wife. Thanks. I always love my wife. She always watches my show. You know, anybody, my mother doesn't watch my show, but my wife does. And then everybody wants to say, hey, do you love your mother more than you love your wife? I can't answer that question on the air. All right, let's talk about the futures. Yesterday, I absolutely did the happy dance as American Airlines topped the charts when Delta Airlines reported a stronger than expected quarter. I had 900 contracts and sold them all at a nice profit. I made about $80,000 yesterday doing that. That was just awesome. So the big loser, however, yesterday was JP Morgan when the company had a terrible earnings report. This could have been a disaster for the market, and normally it would have been. The Delta Airlines move must have made the investors happy, and that kept the market going up, up, up. The market did initially respond to the bad news when it opened, but it quickly recovered and it closed up about 355 points. American Airlines, as I mentioned earlier, was up about 10% when I sold it, and it closed just under 19. Yay! All right. By the way, I still expect this stock to go to 22, but nobody ever went broke taking a profit, so I took it. All right. Now we have today. And, you know, we also have today and only tomorrow, because this week is a short week, the market is closed tomorrow for Good Friday. So let's examine the market's thinking, though. Right now, we have the highest inflation recorded in 40 years, with the CPI being about 8% reported on Tuesday. We have bond prices moving up, and we have oil moving up as well. We also had a really nice day yesterday for the most part. However, with JP Morgan not doing so well, investors will get scared. Add that all up, and it might prove to be a down day today. In fact, I kind of hope so. I just sold all my positions in AAL, leaving me very cash rich at the moment, so I'll be looking for some bargains today, and hopefully I will find them. If not, it's all right. I'll just wait till next week. You know, something is bound to happen because it's earnings season. The market becomes a fun mix of volatility. Wells Fargo just reported their earnings, and it was bad. Look, I also don't see another earnings report that's going to make the market float today as it happened yesterday. I also see a bunch of other companies releasing earnings today, and I have a feeling they're going to miss like Wells Fargo did. So I also think, on top of that, I also think that the guidance is going to be terrible as well. We already know that mortgage applications have been slowed down. We know that the mortgage COVID relief program is pretty much over, which means that people are now being hit with paying their mortgage payments again. That basically means that the banks can no longer ignore the problem, and not only will have to start reporting it to their credit bureaus, but they will also have to start reporting it in their earnings report. Morgan Stanley and PNC Bank are also reporting. I don't have a good feeling about them either. So my assumption is the market's going to have a bad day today, and it's based on all of that. All right, let's see what the futures look like right now. Right now, the futures are, the Dow is up 60, the S&P is down 2, and the NASDAQ is down 4. And I don't really expect, I expect it to go all red, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. All right, real quick, I want to say hello to Jane, and also want to say hello to Mick, who joined us, and of course, Jeff. Thanks, guys. I always appreciate you guys. All right, airplanes and masks. Ugh. You know I'm about to rant, and I know this is why you guys tune in. I know you love it when I rant, so here we go. You know how much I hate Gestapo Joe and the Nazi mandates, the Nazi mandates? You know that I had to cancel my trip next week because the dictator in charge continues to rule people's lives with this complete bullcrap about masks and airplanes? Well, Gestapo Joe and his band of Nazi dictators are at it again. We already know that Filthy-delphia is restarting their mask mandate as of Monday. Oh yeah, as of Monday. Yes, because it's so important that it needs to be needs to wait a week to be implemented. You know, the dictator in charge over there, Mayor Kenny, doesn't get any flack from the churches on Easter. He doesn't want to get flack from the churches on Easter, so he's reinstating it on Monday. Or maybe, just maybe, it's because the mayor himself, check this out, is attending a ball on Saturday night. Oh, don't believe me? Google Mayor Kenny event this weekend, and wait till you hear this one. Mayor Kenny is attending a masked ball. Yep, a masked ball. No, not a ball where masks over your mouth and nose are mandatory, but a masked ball where, you know, you hold up that stupid eye mask and act like a debutante. The hypocrisy is killing me. This event is an event for the United Negro College Fund. Hey, UNCF, I will donate to you if you tell Kenny and Krasner to resign. This unmasked, masked ball will be held at the Philadelphia Downtown Marriott on Market Street in case you want to see a bunch of unmasked, masked ball attendees all in one room. Oh, wait, so why not make the mandate start on Sunday? Well, of course, as I said before, it's Easter Sunday. What photo op will the mayor be looking for and want to have in a church or an Easter egg hunt? He definitely wouldn't want to be wearing a mask in a photo op. Now, getting back to the leader of the Nazi party and his idiot and his idol, Gestapo Joe, he extended the mask mandate on planes. Hey, Joe, do you wear a mask when you fly back to Delaware, you freaking Nazi dictator? Or is wearing a mask when flying only for the peasants? How about your staff? Do they wear a mask on private planes when they charter them? We all know the answer. It's no. Well, the dictator in charge has extended the mask mandate for another 2 weeks after it was supposed to expire. Hey, I remember 2 weeks. It was used 2 years ago when we were told 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Well, now it's 3 weeks. I'm sorry, now it's 2 weeks to flatten your dreams. No, seriously, if you voted for this crap, calling you an idiot would be a compliment. Ugh, I had to cancel my flight again. So those of you who think this is going to make the airline's stocks go down, it won't, because they didn't give me my $4,000 back for my first class ticket. No, they gave me a credit. Now that they have my money and they can still sell the seat to someone else who feels great wearing a mask in first class. Imagine that, first class with a mask on. Put me in the luggage compartment if you're going to make me wear a mask. After all, it's where the slaves belong anyway. Hey, will somebody please put a MyPillow or buy a MyPillow mask for the Gestapo leader? Unbelievable, this guy. Unbelievable. All right. Let's talk about what's going on about Biden's approval rating, because it fits perfectly after this annoying story. Well, the idiot in charge has reached a new low. Our favorite president, that's right, President Poopy Pants himself, has reached the level of the lowest approval rating. This guy just keeps proving himself to be the most incompetent president I have ever seen. I have said it before, and many of you think the same. I am so glad that Jimmy Carter can now die knowing that he wasn't the worst president of all time. Jimmy Carter, a really bad president, was at least a nice guy. Carter left the president, and he went on to become a great humanitarian and help put Habitat for Humanity on the map. You know, on the other hand, we have this complete jackass in the White House now who not only can't handle a job, but has never done anything to help anyone but himself. In a recent survey on CNBC, the following was noted. Amid soaring inflation, 47% of the public say the economy is poor, the highest number in that category since 2012. 2012 was the height of the recession, by the way. Only 17% ranked the economy as excellent or good, which is the lowest since 2004. We were slightly coming out of the recession. And the survey continues with, only 1 in 5 Americans describes their personal financial situation as getting ahead. And the weakest, it's the weakest showing in 8 years. By the way, I would tell you that my personal situation is actually getting ahead because I know how to thrive in this. But that's not what this is about. Most saying they're remaining in place, and 1 in 10 say they're falling backward. Meanwhile, 56% expect a recession in the next year. 56% expect a recession. Great job, President Poopy Pants. Here's the actual approval, or should I say disapproval numbers. The president's approval rating sank to a new low of just 38%, with 53 actually disapproving. His approval rating on the economy dropped for a fourth straight survey to just 35%, with 60% disapproving. I still want to know who the 35% that approved this dullard are. Seriously, how can anybody approve this idiot? On another note, do you remember the tweets by Trump? Do you remember how the media blasted him? Well, as most of you, like me, we'd prefer a mean tweet and gas under $2. But check out this tweet by the psychological projectionist after an inflation report. Today's inflation report is a reminder that American budgets are being stretched by price increases and families are starting to feel the impacts of Putin's price hike. But I'm fighting to bring down the everyday prices that are squeezing Americans. Where do I begin? Let's go to the obvious first. Putin's price hike? Putin's price hike. Hey, brain dead, we aren't buying oil from Russia anymore. That means he can't raise or lower prices. Hello, McFly. Hello, McIdiot. Don't you remember that you sanctioned them by not buying oil from them? The price of nothing is always nothing. Then, of course, this sentence makes me laugh even more. But I'm fighting to bring down the everyday prices that are squeezing Americans. Fighting? Fighting who or what? What are you doing? Are you going to supermarkets with a price gun and changing the prices? Are you calling up landlords or people selling houses and saying, this is the president, can you lower your price? Are you telling the Fed to slow down raising interest rates? Or are you even going to the gas pumps and telling the station owners to change their prices? Come to think of it, maybe that's what all those I did it stickers with your face are on it. Maybe you've been paying people to put them in there in anticipation of you fighting for lower gas prices. No, Mr. President, you are the worst do-nothing American president I've ever experienced. At least when people say Obama was the worst president for this country, I could set them straight and say I no longer have to say Jimmy Carter. I used to say it when they said Obama was. You, Biden, are officially noted as the worst president this country ever had. Your appointment to the position was a scam, and so are you. Let's take a break here.
Back to school. Those guys are everywhere.
Investment schooling? Those guys are everywhere.
Investor schooling?
Those guys are everywhere.
Investor schooling? Those guys are everywhere. Register for a free class at investorschooling.com.
All right, welcome back to Money Chat Now. I'm your host, Larry Steinhaus. And if you'd like more information on investor schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com or call 866-424-2829, 866-424-2829. Yeah, that's it. All right. Hey, if you are watching online, make sure you hit that like button and make sure you hit that share button. And, of course, leave me comments. And I want to say hello to Rob and Michael and Peter. I think that's it. I think a bunch of people have joined us, so thank you so much. Hey, so far we've been talking about the futures, and right now the Dow is actually up 102. The S&P is slightly down, and the NASDAQ is up a point. Hey, we've been talking about Biden's approval rating or disapproval rating, and we got some cool stuff coming up. We've got migrants to Washington, and of course we have California's ban on gas cars. And then, of course, we have today's picks and plays. Make sure you guys hit that share button. And, of course, if you're listening on WWDB Radio, make sure you set a preset to this station and listen every day. Hey, don't forget, I got my book for sale. Hey, if you want to go to have a really good book, read a really good book, it's called Money Hacks. And my name is Larry Steinhaus. Look up Money Hacks by Larry Steinhaus. Pre-order it. I promise you're going to learn something. It has great reviews for the people who got an advanced copy of the book. And you're definitely going to learn something from that book. If you want to, go to barnesandnoble.com even and look up Larry Steinhaus and order it. All right, let's get into the second half. Let's talk about migrants to Washington. Hey, this is from the Sometimes You Just Gotta Smirk files. Last week, Governor Abbott of Texas said something that everyone cheered about. Some cheered in victory and others cheered in comical relief when he said he was going to send his illegal immigrants through crossing the border, he was going to send them to Washington, D.C. to get them out of his state. This was in retaliation of the worst president in this country's ever had, repealing Title 42. All right, for those guys who don't know what Title 42 is all about, it's about expelling immigrants if they pose a threat to the country by coming in with a communicable disease. So basically, Title 42 was used by the Trump administration to send back the illegal aliens on the grounds they might be crossing the border with coronavirus. So now Gestapo Joe, who isn't ending the mask mandate on planes, is ending Title 42. What an idiot. How did we get here? Unbelievable. Anyway, getting back to Abbott and his threat of sending the illegals to Washington, well, he actually did it. No kidding, he actually sent a busload of people to Washington and dropped them a few blocks from the White House. Most people thought he wouldn't do it, but he did it. The first bus arrived yesterday morning at 8 a.m., and this is the statement Abbott made about the deportation to the dictatorship area housing the so-called president. Texans demand and deserve an aggressive, comprehensive strategy to secure our border, not President Biden's lackluster leadership. He continued, as the federal government continues to roll back common sense policies that once kept our communities safe, our local law enforcement has stepped up to protect Texans from dangerous criminals, deadly drugs, and illegal contraband floating into the Lone Star State. Hey, Abbott, can you run for president after Trump wins again in 2024? Oh, wait. Let's do DeSantis first. So it's Trump, DeSantis, and Abbott. Be perfect. Perfect. If you all get second terms, I'll make it to either senility or death. All right. Hey, if you're sick of this administration and you're sick of the mask and vaccine mandates by the Gestapo regimes in office, you definitely want to be at the Finance and Freedom event we're hosting on April 24th in Bucks County at the Washington Crossing Inn. I'm going to be having as my guest someone who's running for governor of PA, Doug Mastriano. And listen, Doug Mastriano is awesome. With every conversation and every Facebook live post that I've seen of Doug, he is the man who will make sure this never happens to us again, and that's why I invited him to come. I'm actually honored that he agreed to come. Another freedom fighter will be Bill Spadia from across the bridge in New Jersey. He is just an amazing guy. He's the number one talk show host in New Jersey. And look, let's do this. Let's go to this event. You'll also learn about money. You'll learn about finances. You'll be learning how to invest in real estate, the stock market, apartment buildings. And we're also going to teach you how to find all the money you ever need for every deal you ever wanted to find. Hey, we actually sold out, but we convinced the Washington Crossing Inn to give us an additional room. So we have another 25 more tickets. Hey, if you haven't signed up, sign up now. It's going to go fast. Go to 4mmw.com, 4mmw.com, and sign up now. Sign up now. All right, let's talk about California's ban on gas cars. To add to the WTF files, we now have California banning the use of gasoline-powered vehicles by 2035. That's right, in an aggressive effort to combat the state's greenhouse gas pollution, the sale of any gas-powered car will be illegal in the state of California after 2035. I'm just wondering if I'll be able to buy an undocumented car instead. After all, that is the term that turns the word legal, or the words illegal, into legal, right? So I'll be able to buy my undocumented car, that'll make it legal. Maybe we could send all the electric cars to Florida. No, wait. Let's send all the gas-powered cars to Florida. I think that's what I really want to do, right? Let's send all the gas-powered cars to Florida. Oh, wait. Actually, I think that's where they're going anyway. Getting back to the ban on electric cars, so the proposal, if enacted by the California Air Resources Board, would require 35% of new passenger vehicle sales to be powered by batteries or hydrogen by 2026, and 100% of all sales to be net zero emissions less than a decade later. The proposal also calls for zero emission sales to account for 68% of all total sales by 2030, and the plan follows Governor Useless's, he's totally useless over there, executive order in 2020 that called for phasing out new cars with internal combustion engines within 15 years by requiring that of all such vehicle sales have zero emissions by 2035. The rule would not ban people from owning gas vehicles or from selling them on the used market. I got to tell you, my 1978 MGB is going to be worth millions, millions with its four-cylinder engine. It'll run on gas when the electric grid goes down, and it'll get great gas mileage when gas prices are $57 a gallon in 2035. I better hold on to this beauty. Anyway, it isn't a law yet, it's just a proposal, but then again, it's California, so don't be surprised if it gets passed. All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll talk to you in a minute.
That's the school. Those guys are everywhere.
Investor schooling.
Those guys are everywhere.
Investor schooling.
Those guys are everywhere. Investor schooling. Those guys are everywhere. Register for a free class at investorschooling.com.
All right, welcome back to Money Chat Now. I'm your host, Larry Steinhaus. And of course, if you'd like more information on Investor Schooling, and if you want to attend a class tonight, go to investorschooling.com or call 866-424-2829, 866-424-2829. Hey, real quick, a couple other people have joined us, Barbara and Harold. I appreciate you guys, and I think Peter has joined us as well, if I haven't said hello to you yet. Hey, thanks so much. James, thanks. You guys are awesome. Thanks for watching, and thanks for tuning in every day and supporting the show. All right, so far we've been discussing the futures update. Right now the futures are actually up 47. The S&P is dropping back, and the NASDAQ is dropping back about 8. That's kind of what I think is going to happen today. I think it's going to be a bad day. We're going to talk about that in a minute. We talked about airplanes and masks and how it's two more weeks to flatten your dreams. My dreams of going on a trip. All right, we talked about Biden having the worst approval rating ever. We talked about Abbott sending the migrants to Washington. I think that's hysterical. And, of course, California banning gas cars, so my MGB is going to be worth millions. All right, coming up today, we have today's picks and plays. Did you guys hit that like button yet? Hit that share button yet? Come on. You guys are enjoying the show. Hit the share button. Let everyone know what great stocks plays are going to be coming up by sharing the information. And you could share to your page. You could also share it in groups. So share it in groups that you feel will benefit from the great stock plays. Hey, leave me more comments on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Twitter. And, of course, if you're listening on WWDB Radio, set one of your presets to this channel and listen every day at 7:30 for all you need to know about politics behind the stock market. All right, look, as I said before, today is going to be all about the earnings. Some of them already reported, and they're already shaping the market today. You know, I told you before that Wells Fargo reported it's already bad. So, but we'll see. It's, you know, we'll see what that's going to bring. My American Airlines play paid off nicely yesterday, and I'm looking forward to for it to fall back to the 1750 range to pick up more. I'm very cash rich today after yesterday's great day, and I'm looking to buy. By the way, I don't know if you guys know this, but I made 80 grand yesterday on that American Airlines play, and it's all tax free. You really need to see me to learn how to make money like this and do it tax free. All right. Now, it's also time to move into Meta, Apple, and Twitter. Oh, man, actually, it was the time to move into Twitter was yesterday. Elon Musk, and I talked about this yesterday, Elon Musk just made a play to take Twitter private. That will be the most fantastic thing ever. We will actually have freedom of speech. Hey, Elon, can you kick out Zuckerberg, too? That would be awesome. All right, so Twitter would have been a good play today, but honestly, it looks like we may have to wait to see. I also don't know if that's really going to happen. It might be a good putt play. All right, but anyway, Apple and Meta are good plays. As I said earlier, I'm looking for it to be a down day. It's not a prediction, but the market going up or down is going to be solely based on the earnings report this morning, and I don't think they're going to be that good. So far, Wells Fargo wasn't that good, so I don't know. All right, well, good luck on your plays. Also, don't forget the market is closed tomorrow. And, you know, I would expect a turbulent day just because the market is closed today, tomorrow. We do have weekly options expiring today, and that will also cause a problem. All right, let's take a look, final look at the futures. Right now, the Dow is up 45. Remember, a little while ago, it was up 100, so I already see this falling back. I'm wondering if one of the earnings came out that I didn't see yet. Didn't run across my board yet. Just real quick, let's see. Goldman Sachs. Actually, Goldman Sachs actually did well. So I don't know. It's kind of weird that that it came down. I just noticed that it did well. All right. Anyway, real quick, Bitcoin is above 41. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's look. The Dow is up 50. The S&P is up 7, and the Nasdaq is. Let's do this all over again. The S&P is down 7, and the Nasdaq is down 14. That's what happens when I have too many screens in front of me. All right, Bitcoin is moving up at about 41,000, and I'm still waiting for a lower entry point of about 32,000. Look, it reminds me that Coinbase stock is also in the 150s, and it might be a play here. I tell you what, that really might be a play. Robinhood also listed Shiba, making Robinhood a possible play at 11. So if you're into those guys, I would take a look at them. All right, gold and silver are still creeping up quietly. I've said this yesterday, you know, I expect gold to maintain over the 2,000 and silver to maintain over the 28 an ounce shortly. I also think 2,500 and 35 are not far in the future for them, so I would expect that to happen too. If I were you, I might want to have some gold and silver and get it ready. The Treasury bond is hovering in the 2.75% mark, and oil is, you know, right around 103, so that's not bad at all. Hey, look, I want to once again thank all the listeners on WWDB Radio 860 AM in Philadelphia. And I want to thank you for inviting me into your car every day and listening to the show. I want to thank you for your continued support. And if you're enjoying the show, please reach out. Let us know. My name is Larry Steinhaus. I am the host of Money Chat Now and the CEO of Investor Schooling. And, of course, I have a book. Don't forget to get it. Go to look up Money Hacks by Larry Steinhaus. And don't forget also that from time to time, I own some of the assets and options discussed on the show. The opinions discussed on the show are solely mine, and no one has asked me to discuss them. And of course, as you know, tomorrow the market is closed, so we will definitely be having a best of. And I'm telling you, it's going to be some of my favorite moments. I look forward to seeing you next week, and make it a profitable day.
This is Dr. Charles Pidgeon inviting you to tune in to your